You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, we'll hear from a neighborhood pharmacist who's been serving loyal Milwaukee customers for decades.
First, a federal judge has now approved Wisconsin's plan for additional voter ID education leading up to Election Day in a couple weeks. Earlier this month, federal judge James Peterson ordered the state to increase education efforts for the voter ID law, especially for a petition process for those who can't easily get a state-issued voting ID.
Laurel White joins us from our Capitol Bureau now for more on this story. She's the state Capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. Laurel, welcome back.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So here we are less than 2 weeks before the general election, and there is a new iteration of a voter ID education plan. What's the latest, Laurel?
Yeah, so the voter ID saga continues to evolve in Wisconsin. The latest thing that happened was just yesterday. The federal judge, James Peterson, approved this new outreach plan. So the expanded education plan was part of his ruling that he handed down, saying that the state needed to reach out to voters, particularly voters who might be eligible for a petition process because they can't get a state-issued ID. They don't have the correct documents to get that right away. So he told the plaintiffs in the suit, which is One Wisconsin Institute is the lead plaintiff. They're a liberal advocacy organization, to work with the state and come up with this new outreach plan. And that was released on Friday. And we got a little bit of feedback on that. And he approved it just yesterday.
And what's in the plan?
So there are kind of two parts of the plan. I think the best way to describe it would be that the first part is what both parties agree on. So the plaintiffs, that liberal group, and the state both agree that there should be updated informational handouts for people about this petition process, and those will be distributed at DMVs and municipal clerk's offices all over the state. And they also agreed to additional training for DMV workers, those are the people that issue those IDs, and additional quality assurance checks at DMVs across the state to make sure that the workers are providing accurate information, following the law. Basically, these accuracy checks are being referred to as secret shoppers. So folks just kind of coming in and presenting scenarios. So that's what everybody agrees on. That's the first part. The second part is a little bit more complicated. It's where the state and the plaintiffs in the lawsuit don't agree. What the plaintiffs were asking for that the state says it can't pull off. And that's pretty wide ranging. But the highlights include mobile DMVs to travel around the state, educational billboards outside of Milwaukee, and direct outreach to people who had been denied after entering this petition process previously.
So that latter part, it sounds like the state says, no, we're not going to be able to pull that together. So does that mean just the first part of the plan that you mentioned, that's what's going forward?
Well, that would be a little bit too easy, I think. So voter ID continues to be very complicated in Wisconsin in these court challenges and the iterations. So what's happening is that everything that was agreed upon is in effect right now. That went into effect immediately after Judge Peterson's order yesterday. And then he said, okay, well, let's look at all of these other things that you didn't agree on. I'm going to evaluate those, and I'm going to issue another ruling in a few days.
Oh, boy.
As to what to do about those things. So those things were the billboards, the direct outreach, and the mobile DMVs.
Okay, so the saga continues, so we may mm-hmm. see yet another form of this new voter education campaign. And as we said, there's not a lot of time before Election Day. What is the thinking about how thoroughly any of this can be implemented before Election Day with so little time to go?
Right. That's really the primary argument of the state, is that there just isn't very much time to implement any new outreach. They said that it's not technologically feasible to get those mobile DMVs up and running, because a mobile DMV, something that would travel and help people get IDs, would need Wi-Fi, would need certain software and systems that they're not sure they can accomplish really in 2 weeks. And they said that the billboards would also be hard to acquire in that amount of time. So as you know, we've only got 2 weeks until the election. So it sort of depends on what Judge Peterson says, if he really enforces and says the state needs to try to accomplish those things in 2 weeks, or if he accepts that argument.
So we'll stand by to hear how that that process is going. We're talking right now with Laurel White, state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio, joining us to talk about latest news that a federal judge has approved Wisconsin's voter ID education plan, but the exact format of that plan is still to be determined. And Laurel, early voting has begun around the state. What have we seen so far?
So early voting kicked off in some communities in Wisconsin as long as a month ago. So Madison and Milwaukee kicked off their early voting on September 26th. A few communities around the state started even before that. And actually, interestingly, early voting is a result of this same court case that we were just talking about that's relevant to the voter education campaign. When the original ruling came down in that case in July, the judge said the restrictions that have been passed on early voting in Wisconsin are not constitutional. They need to be struck down. So that opened up a whole new world of early voting in Wisconsin, more hours, more locations. And that's been going on, as I said, for about a month. We had some interesting news today about early voting in Green Bay. An open records request revealed that the Green Bay city clerk was concerned about having an early voting site on the UW-Green Bay campus.
Right, that's been a big story today. Right. What happened?
Well, basically what she did, she reached out to the State Elections Commission seeking advice in August, saying, I know there's a state law that says you can't have a polling place that benefits one party more than the other. I think it's possible. I believe I've heard that students tend to vote for Democratic candidates. What about having this early voting location on the UW-Green Bay campus? Could I use the argument that that would benefit Democrats? So we got that email via an open records request, as I mentioned, and the State Elections Commission responded and said, you know, we don't think that that really is an argument that we would advise you to make. Other things that she brought up, she was concerned about having enough staff to cover the early voting site. And they said that's a very legitimate concern. Other clerks have raised that kind of concern, but they kind of turned her away from the partisan argument of saying that it could benefit Democrats.
And so what happens next? Will there be any further fallout from this email release?
Well, it's really nothing, as far as I know, can really happen with the case at this point. I think that this is just being used as, I think advocates would say, maybe proof that there are some partisan inclinations in limiting early voting, because it does tend to be Democrats that participate in early voting more strongly. We've seen those numbers come back from the State Elections Commission affirming that early voting has been very strong in Dane County and Milwaukee County. So I think that this just kind of adds fuel to the fire maybe for that argument, but I wouldn't imagine that we're going to have any additional kind of legal ramifications of this story today.
And what about that site in question? Did it come to pass, or was it not something that was going to be going forward?
That is not going to happen. There is not going to be an early voting site on the UW-Green Bay campus. There is actually only one early voting location in Green Bay, and that is at the city clerk's office.
And looking now, Laurel, at early voting as a whole, maybe as an indication of what kind of turnout we could see in Wisconsin, what do we know about what sorts of numbers are out there?
Well, it seems to be pretty strong so far. As I mentioned before, we've had more early voting this year than we've had in recent years. More hours are available because of that court decision. And we got some numbers from Madison today, actually, that show that they are almost at the level of 2012. And we've still, of course, got 2 weeks to go. So I think it's a pretty safe bet to say that we are going to see unprecedented early voting numbers in Wisconsin.
And in terms of how the voter ID law affects turnout in specific areas of the state, what do you think we have to wait for until we can start to draw some conclusions about the effects of early voting, of the voter ID law, rather, in Wisconsin?
Well, we'll just have to wait and see until after the election. I mean, there are these new early voting opportunities available in certain communities, but those do tend to be communities that are more Democratic leaning. So we're seeing these early voting numbers coming back in. They seem to be supporting Democrats. But many Republican communities don't have those opportunities available yet. And that is a part of the voter ID kind of package of laws. So I think we're going to have a lot to look at after the election is over to look at the impacts of this voter ID law.
Laurel, thanks a lot for joining us.
Yes, thanks for having me.
That was Laurel White, State Capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. And she joined us there to talk about the news that a federal judge has approved Wisconsin's voter ID education plan, although the exact form that plan takes is still a little up in the air.